The Missouri House passed new voting legislation last week, armed with 21 provisions that allow for new laws and prohibit others. Peggy McGaw, representative for District 39, that includes Ray, Sheraton, and Carroll counties, spoke with KMZU this week on the bill she thinks has a decent path to the Senate, as well as her contributions to it. This bill has 21 provisions that critics believe is meant to suppress voting rights in the wake of the presidential election. McGaw doesn't see it that way. In fact, the opposite.
My rebuttal is, you know, voting is a fundamental right because it's the preservation of our rights. But if we have people that are fraudulently getting a ballot and fraudulently voting, then it takes away our vote and our right to a free, fair, and election. So I think there shouldn't be anyone apprehensive about getting the free document that's going to be able to lead them to the ballot.
That free document she is talking about is the photo ID. That is one of the major provisions in question. The requirement to a photo ID to vote, which voting right advocates suggest hurts minorities like the Amish and the elderly. McGaw understands that, and she says the Secretary of State's office has a service to solve that.
For some time, the Secretary of State's office has been helping people get their non-driver's license photo ID through the DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles. And all a person has to do is contact the Secretary of State's office at an 800 number or write them a letter and tell them the circumstances as to why they don't have photo ID. Many of them, they're Amish or they're of a religion that really they don't take pictures as a rule. They don't carry cards like we do, and many of them don't drive electric vehicles, so you know they don't have to have it for a horse-drawn vehicle. So the Secretary of State is going to, and they have been, and they've done thousands already, and it's a great service.
Another major provision is no excuse absentee voting. The language says anyone within 3 weeks of an election can request and vote absentee, a move that McGaw, a former county clerk, says would help her fellow clerks along with the public.
I'm still deeply involved with the Missouri Association of County Clerks and Election Authorities, and for years, this particular method of voting, no excuse voting, has been one of their resolutions. At least the last 10 years. So they are very behind this process. They want to see it done. They don't want to have to look the other way when someone might have to fib to get a ballot. People want the convenience of the voting without having to lie to get a ballot.
McGaw explains why she thinks this major bill is needed in Missouri going forward.
I think the reason why this bill this year is so important is because we found that the way we vote is ever-changing. And in 2020, elections with the COVID pandemic showed that Missourians needed and deserved both the convenience without losing integrity for the process, but also reassurance that their vote was indeed counted. So this bill is merging all three House bills in an additional language.
This story and the full bill can be found on KMZU.com. For KMZU News, I'm Nick Sadowski.